Hello, this is Jane Clark, the historian at Aintree Racecourse, and you're listening to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition with Alex Lefchuk.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning, James Barclay. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Yep.
Marvellous.
Well.
That's great. And yep. Over in Los Angeles, where it's just actually tipped into Thursday morning, 2 minutes and 30 seconds into Thursday, Jodie Orton, are you well?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Alex?
Oh, just delighted. If I was a dog, I'd be wagging my tail. It's just joyous time here. The weather in Lincoln, sunny intervals with heavy rain forecast for 7 p.m. this evening. So you've got heavy rain to come. Maximum of 70 degrees centigrade and minimum of 7 degrees centigrade. So there we are. Standard. Good farming weather, James, I would have thought.
I would hope we get the rain. We want things to grow, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah. So, as we said, it's the witching hour in L.A. Just past that scenario. I can sense if we were back in San Francisco, you'd have a bit like the series Charmed. All sorts of things would be coming out to play and various other things. Describe where you are, Jodie. Are you in a hotel room? Are you kind of cruising the boulevards? Where do we find you today?
Well, right now I'm actually couch surfing, which is something that I've started doing.
Hey, couch surfing, eh?
Surfing, yeah. I mean, it's a great way of meeting people and just travelling. And, my host Jamie sat here now watching the ice hockey on mute.
Isn't that wonderful?
But we're in Santa Monica, right near the beach, and,
So, I mean, clearly when you're back in Lincoln, you'll be thinking, well, it's just like Skegness, isn't it, really? Santa Monica, Skegness. I mean, surely the two things fit together so well.
Skegness. Yeah, there's kind of, no difference, really.
You're wrapping up, as I say, this exchange journey that you've actually been on. I mean, I suspect that America will not have heard the last of Jodie Orton. She will return, as Schwarzenegger often says, and indeed so did Fu Manchu, but for different reasons. If you were asked, as I'm going to ask you now, to sum up your whole experience over the last few months, for the benefit of maybe folk who are listening to this and might be thinking about studying American studies at the University of Lincoln, taking advantage of the exchange visit, etc., how would you rate it?
I would rate it 10 out of 10, definitely.
Oh.
I mean, I've had such a great time travelling and studying over here. I mean, it is completely different studying here in America to... studying in England, and I think it's helped me confirm what I want to do kind of with my degree and where I want to go, and like I said, I've got to do all this great traveling at the end as well, and made lots of good friends, and it's just been a wonderful experience.
Steady on, Jodie. It sounds as though you're giving an Oscar Academy Award nomination speech there on that basis.
I'm going to start crying in a minute.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, remember, there's somebody watching ice hockey, in your routine. Just be careful about it. Who's winning, by the way?
Who's winning? Boston.
Yeah. Where we are, you see. Yeah, we are. Cutting edge, you see. Cutting edge, James, We can actually reveal. There are very few stations. In fact, I would probably hasten to say not a single breakfast show in the entire UK will actually have just carried that piece of news,
I think you're probably right.
Exactly. That's very, very true. James, any questions you want to put to Jodie?
What have you been studying, Jodie?
I'm doing a degree in American studies, but over here I've been focusing on literature and journalism. So I've been doing a lot of writing and, a lot of reading classics and contemporary stuff. And, I definitely, I'm much more interested in the writing side of things now.
Right, you're right. The literature side in itself must be quite interesting, though.
It is, yes, very much. Very much so, yeah. I took 3 literature classes at Junior Arthur and 1 journalism class, so it was pretty much, literature all the time, but... I really loved it.
Good.
Absolutely great. Study so many different things.
Yes, it widens the network too, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it'll set you up for when you come back here.
Yes, definitely, yeah. In fact, I've decided to change my dissertation from television to literature because I just decided it would be a good thing to focus on. So.
There's a kind of irony there, insofar as you actually have to go to one of the television capitals of the world to decide you're not interested in television, you want to actually do literature.
Now I've come to LA, I'm kind of, I really want to get back into telly and stuff now, but We'll see. Maybe I'll have changed my mind again by the time I get back.
Jodie, it's a lady's prerogative to change her mind, as I'm sure people actually said.
Don't we know that?
Don't get me started, James. Just do not get me started. It could be a reopening old wounds there. A different line entirely. Jodie, as we said, big celebrations as you actually return back to the UK in the next few days and so on. I know we're looking originally to sort of send you off to Europe. Well, hopefully you'll be sort of part of a whole range of other bits and pieces. Will you be then a part of the midweek drama? Can we say next week Jodie Craddock, former footballer for Queen's Park Rangers? Easy mistake. So often when I was teaching Jodie, I thought, oh, she obviously must be sort of, you know, former footballer for Queen's Park. It was the blue and white stripy shirt she used to wear, Jodie. Jodie Orton, no less. Jodie, will you be actually able to join us live in the studio on the midweek drive?
Hopefully, yeah, if not next week, then hopefully the week after.
I think that's positive things there. Good scenarios there. That's a good answer. Because, I mean, you know, getting up for 8 o'clock in the morning.
My schedule.
Oh, you see, schedule as opposed to schedule. She's already set tomato, you know, I bet she even spells colour, C-O-L-O-R.
I think so by now, wouldn't you?
These are the kind of things. I just go, Jodie, please, you're supposed to be over there civilising the fine folk. Doing various other sort of bits and pieces for them.
Are you going to come back talking American or English?
I've still got a pretty strong English accent.
So. I mean, it's a cliched question, but one that I've been wanting to put to you for quite some time now, Jodie, as you've been over there. Do people actually just say, Jodie, please, can you just say something in your accent? I mean, we just love it. Please, talk to us.
Well, you know, people told me that before I came out here that, you know, everybody would say, oh, yeah, we love your accent, I've had about 2 people say they love my accent. A little bit disappointing. But,
so actually, yeah. that kind of urban myth is just that. But actually,
I think it's an urban myth.
Yeah. Well, there you are.
Or maybe it's just my accent. So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's genuine Lincolnshire accent ease, isn't it? I mean, you know, is that the
root?
Well, there we are. You see, obviously, they celebrate. They could have been confusing you for Nebraska. Cameron Tilbury, our ace soul, who has actually just come back from Nashville, where he was reporting live a week or so ago, is back with us, hopefully in Peterborough, all geared up and sort of through. I think he got a late flight last night, so let's hope he's there in any way, shape or form. Jodie, it's been a blast. I still think the quote about tracking you down was slightly simpler than actually securing the location of Mr. Bin Laden. But, you know, we managed to get there in the end and managed to put some wonderful reports together from that point of view. So we've already answered the question that you will hopefully be coming back. But have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning?
I've had a very interesting telephone conversation, yes.
Well, I can say, as we often sort of regard and sort of point this out, you can listen to some of Jodie's reports online. You know, just literally go to the Midweek Drive webpage on the sirenonline.co.uk website and click into, you can listen to the interviews, type in Jodie Orton in the search facility and you'll get some of Jodie's previous reports. In fact, you can listen to non-stop Jodie Orton just reporting from Miami, Florida, from San Francisco, from all of those kind of things, really, just because, you know, people might want to do that. I don't know why, but, you know, it's a definite thing. And probably somebody could do a dissertation on your sort of routines that are sort of coming through on that basis, etc. Jodie, it's been fantastic. Take care. And you will be having a cracking Thursday because we've already looked ahead. We, as always, ahead of you guys over in America by a good 8 hours. And Thursday's going to be a brilliant day. So enjoy.
OK. I look forward to it.